Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a great artist, singer, songwriter. And if you go to, I think it's BillyDean.com, but he'll correct, yeah, BillyDean.com. And you can see everything you want to know about this guy. And God, I've been listening to him for a long time. And I tell you, he's trying to figure out the COVID thing and touring like everyone else is. And I give him credit because he's trying. But, you know, between COVID and power outages, everything's as crazy as it can get. But Billy Dean, thrilled to have you.
Hey, man, thank you so much, Frank. I appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, we're all us musicians are we're going, hey, do we just sit home and play the stock market and hope for the best? Or we can get out and play some guitar, you know? So, but yeah, man, it's kind of fun. I'm going to be doing a few dates with, you know, Daryl Worley and Brian White in the summer, the little Rewind tour. We're scheduled to do a few things together, and then the weather kind of got in the way and kind of pushed all our schedules around. So, but we're just excited to be able to even have a tour to talk about, you know, with the COVID and everything. I mean, I'm from the 90s, you know, the 90s country is resurfacing now. I had a few hits in the, you know, back in the 90s, a few awards, and got to do some great tours back in the 90s. About 14 years we spent on the road, you know, and winning a few awards, having a few number one songs, and then all of a sudden, you know, everything just kind of slows down, and you know, you take time out to smell the roses and start a family and everything, and before you know it, man, 20, 25 years has gone by. And there's no more record stores, no more touring. And we're like, where did the music business go?
Yeah. Well, listen, you're right. But let me tell you, you're a modest guy. You're downplaying what you did. But you've had an incredible career. I remember, if I'm remembering this wrongly, forgive me, but I think I remember you from Star Search. Were you on Star Search? Is that where you broke through?
Yeah, I was in Nashville. I was a staff songwriter for EMI Music. And I got the auditions for Star Search came through Nashville, and I did a little tape, and they put me on, and I won a show, and that really, you know, that TV exposure, you know, several million people, you know, seeing you and voting for you, you know, kind of got the attention of Capitol Records. It got their attention, and I'd already been in town, and people knew me, and you know, I was a demo singer and a jingle singer, you know, working in the studio, kind of a studio rat, you know, and and that show came along, and it really, you know, pushed Capitol over the edge to sign me, because I had an audience from the TV show, and of course, the first single was our very first single was called "Only Here for a Little While," and it was kind of struggling around in the 50s, you know, in the charts. And then all of a sudden our country goes to war. You know, we had the Desert Storm hit.
Yeah.
And the lyrics of that song, you know, going to hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, pray what needs praying, say what needs saying. You know, we're only here for a little while. That message started resonating. And then it spent about 36 weeks climbing up to the top 10, and it broke my career open.
Yeah, well, you're not kidding, and you know, I remember you were all over the place, and I'll tell you, it's been a while since you can't remember country music being attached to Americana and to patriotism, but you were one of the first guys I remember having that attachment, and I think it had to do with the Gulf War and, you know, having the big hit right around there, and it was just, it felt good, you know, that was, you know, for the first time in a long time, we felt good about our military, and, you know, again, keep in mind, the Gulf War was the first conflict we had since Vietnam, and those poor guys, you know, went over there and fought heroically, and they came back here, and they got treated like crap, but the Gulf War guys came back, and they were heroic figures. But I always remembered that about you, and I remembered connecting your music with that, and it felt really good. Let me remind folks to go to BillyDean.com. He is absolutely terrific and thrilled to have him. And, you know, you referenced Billy, you mentioned, you know, the differences in the music business now. But back then, think about with how many people saw you on Star Search. Now we have 500 stations. So, I mean, if you know, if 500,000 people see you on a big show, it's a big deal. Back then, I mean, millions upon millions upon millions of people were watching Star Search, and they were right glued to that TV set. And, you know, like you said, it opened up, you know, capital for you and opened up all kinds of things. But it is a much different world that we're looking at now than when you started. It's a real history lesson.
It really is. You know, I think the one thing that that I would hope for is a lot of these up and coming singers that are on these shows, you know, like American Idol and America's Got Talent and The Voice and things like that. You know, even if they don't win the entire show, but they get on the show enough to grow their social media, you know, you can ask that social media group of people to follow you on your journey and support you. A lot of artists don't know what to do with that exposure after they leave the TV show. And all of a sudden, all of this momentum goes away, all of this excitement, you know, of being on the show, your family, your relatives, your hometown, everybody's pulling for you. And then all of a sudden it goes away, you know, and then you feel kind of like a loser for a minute, but it's great to capitalize on the exposure that you have. And, you know, if you got a lemonade stand, you run it like a lemonade stand until you grow, you know, your audience and you record some music that, you know, that builds your base. It's a job, you know, it's a hard working job. But I always feel like if you do good work, you know, people will find you. If you put the, you know, you put the, you know, your energy into creating something really good and something that really connects with you. I call it reactionary content. You know, if your songs aren't reactionary and if your videos aren't reactionary, then you're just blending in with the masses, you know. So when in doubt, step out.
Yeah. Right, listen, well said, but, you know, you're really, you know, you're summing it up. And if you think about your career, it's spanned through so many different things. And really, I think a bad turning point for the business was Napster. And I know a lot of people are like, you know, it's not stealing, whatever. Man, that's stealing. I don't care what anybody says. The illegal downloading was, it just killed the music industry, and it killed all these singers and songwriters, and you know, the craft that everybody worked on from you know, from the day they picked up a guitar or they sat down at a piano, you know, all of a sudden Napster just ate it all up, and it really wasn't fair. And people, I think, saw it as a victimless crime. But you know, you got guys like the guys in Metallica. They came out, and Lars Ulrich came out. He spoke out against it, and it wasn't so they would make more money, or that they would, you know, it wasn't about them. It was about the young artist. And he said early on what it would do to the music business. It really had a negative effect on the music business. But again, there's a lot of great music out there, and you're one of those guys. And look, what's coming up? We're in the middle of a pandemic, which is a whole other world happening. You know, everything I've ever heard from you is just absolutely great. What's the next year look like? It's got to be very fluid, right? Not knowing what's going to happen from moment to moment. But how fluid is this next year, and how do we follow you?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of like dipping your toe in the water. You know, it's there's going to be a few tests, runs. You know, Texas is pretty aggressive about opening back up for, you know, for concerts, for music. You know, it's a good musical state. You know, Florida's the same way, got a lot of open air beaches and healthy sunshine here, and so plenty of space to distance, you know. So Florida's been opening up pretty good. A lot of us, like myself, have gone to streaming live and letting. So what you can do on my end is every Wednesday I live stream. I play for an hour. It's called the Billy Dean Happy Hour. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Eastern, on my Facebook. And every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, I'll play my hits. I'll play requests. I'll play cover songs. I play stuff that we pour a glass of wine and just have a cocktail with everybody, just having a little happy hour. I'd love for people to join us on Facebook every Wednesday for that. And then Facebook has a way where now you can, if you really want to support an artist, you can subscribe. Sometimes it's like $5 a month or whatever. But for that, you get a lot of access. So in my particular case, every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, I chat live. I just talk with our supporters. You know, they can ask questions. You know, last night I took them over to the dock and pulled up some crab traps. You know, I was, catching some crabs great. And stuff. And I took them with me, so I do that every Monday. I post, I've got hundreds of songs that have never been released before to the public that are in our archives and our catalog. And I release one of those a week for our supporters, along with a lot of pictures that's never been seen. I'm the worst. I hate taking photos, not with people, but like doing photo sessions. I'm just the worst poser in the world. And we'll take 1,000 photos and we'll use 5 because the rest of them are just so bad. So I decided to start releasing the bad ones and making little comments about what I was thinking, when I would do this. And people just gives them the stuff that they can't get anywhere else. And I think our music supporters and our fans are more important to us than they've ever been. Yeah, they've always been important, but now every single and people, a lot of people are still finding jobs, losing jobs. That's why my deal on Wednesday is free. It's free to the public, and then after that, the happy hour comes down off of Facebook and it goes into the supporter page, and then you can view that anytime on demand. Our supporters can. So we didn't want to charge anything for just playing for folks. We just want them to tune in and have a little happy hour with us. But if you can't tune in live and you want to do it later, you can join up on the supporter page. So we're doing a lot of streaming. I think a lot of touring is going to be slow to go this year. I think people are just going to creep back in. I really do. I think we're 2 years away from really getting it. Then I don't think we'll ever really do it in the big capacity, sitting shoulder to shoulder like we used to, cheering at games and cheering at concerts. But, I don't think you're going to see general admission down on, everybody standing shoulder to shoulder for a long time, and that's what's so exciting for a performer is when they're all down on the stage, close up to the stage, right there and screaming and yelling. And that's such an exhilarating thing. I think those days are could be gone, for us for a while, which is sad. So we think of different ways to, entertain people. And I think a lot of it's just letting them have access to your life. That's kind of what we're doing. We just invite people in here in our house and in my little streaming studio and we try to entertain them and try to give them a break from all this craziness going on.
Listen, we thank you for that. Billy Dean, congratulations on a great career. I mean, really terrific. And all your music has just been absolutely great. And stay safe out there. And I can't wait to talk to you for a little longer bit of time. But in the meanwhile, stay safe. And thank you very much for being here.
You got it, buddy. Call anytime and we'll catch you up as the year progresses. And I appreciate the time.
BillyDean.com, everyone. Go check him out. He's absolutely terrific. And music's absolutely great. But we are in crazy times, that's for sure. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.